shall overcome. We shall overcome.
Welcome, everybody. Just wait for everybody to get settled for about another minute or two. Make sure you have your water. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Lightcaster Club. Today is August the 21st, and it is eclipse day in North America, and I actually was not expecting the energy to be quite so much, and I'm so grateful to be gathering today. I need this practice so much myself, and I'm so inspired to be sharing it. This breath alchemy is like nothing else I've experienced. So thanks for being here. And if you're listening to the replay, I'm sending you all my love. Thank you for joining us. Taking a nice deep breath in the nose. Exhaling it all the way out by the mouth. Feeling yourself arrive in your body. Inhaling through the nose. And exhaling by the mouth. Feeling the channel to you, the seventh plane of creation, your higher self opening up, or rather your awareness become opening to the opening that always is. Deep breath through your nose. Exhale by the mouth. Feeling the channel to the earth. Opening, 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 connecting down into Mother Earth. Feeling Mother Earth connect into you. Remembering that as you ground into the Earth Star, Mother Earth is so grateful to be grounding with you, that you matter. You really, really matter in every sense of the word. And by matter, I'm talking about being important and valuable in this lifetime on this planet. And I also mean that you are mattering. You are creating matter and arranging matter with every breath, every thought, every action. It sounds a little overwhelming. But the bottom line is you are a fractal of the one true source of God. That's the bottom line. That you're the miracle maker. And so let's get into this. Let's say a little prayer or a big prayer. Let's say a big prayer. Holy Mother, Holy Father, the sweet spirit of all life that runs through all that is that runs within us and without us, above us, below us, behind us, in front of us, ahead of us, knowing us, unknowable to us, that is us. We call on you to be with us today and to infuse ourselves with the richness of glory that we already are, to awaken our awareness to our divinity, to light up our eyes with the knowing that we are here as miracle makers, and to allow our eyes to meet the eyes of all who we meet today with the knowing that they are too, with the namaste, a part of every breath, a part of every blink, every salutation, every transaction, every communication. I am divine, and so are you, and together we rise. Namaste. And today we ask especially for beautiful Mother Mary to join us as we commit to surrendering and releasing all that we don't need any longer, so that we can receive clearly the downloads coming through in this beautiful eclipse day. And feeling Mary Magdalene very strongly with us, reminding us of her powerful earth presence and how still she's not actually alive walking the earth, but she is all over the earth doing her work, sharing her glory, sharing her beautiful unconditional love, able to be in all places at one time. It's like the ultimate. It's like every go-getter's dream. Thank you, Mary Magdalene. Thank you, Mother Mary. And Yeshua, 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 thank you for supporting this mission, our mission of awakening and embodying our sovereign divinity now in good, fun, joyful, practical ways on earth. Setting the space for the highest good of all who enter and all who are ready to receive with the eyes to see and the ears to hear. And blessing all who enter here. Every blessing. Oh, so beautiful. Thank you. Amen. Okay, so, all right, everybody, it's going to be a short call today because I want to go see the eclipse. I considered rescheduling because the eclipse goes direct around 10:10 my time. It's 9:40 right now. But I felt that this was really important work to do, like today, right now, today. So I won't give a very long sermon. We're going to jump into breath work in a couple of minutes here and really dive into the technique of breath alchemy, which I hope you find really helpful and empowering to practice on your own. And there's lots of different techniques that you can use with breath work. And I encourage you to experiment and know that there's there's a lot of different, there's schools and teachers and techniques and da 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 da. Breath alchemy is my own somatic system that I practice that is, it weaves breath work with the somatic journeying, with channeled information, and with my divine presence. So, I invite everybody to practice and play with this stuff and see like what comes out of you, because your breath is God praying through you. So it's going to be different than anybody else's. It's so beautiful. So today is the eclipse, and we can look at the eclipse in all sorts of different ways. As you know, I'm not like the astrology person, but I can definitely share my, some of my, let's see, sorry, I just want to make sure everybody's muted here. All right. I want to share my own personal insights that just come from my heart. And I think that's the one thing, please remember, it's so easy to get sort of caught up in these spirals of information and like everybody's talking about the eclipse and sharing like what should I do and what you should be thinking and how you should be feeling and how to take care of yourself, to remember that you are here for a very important reason, that every astrological event, which is basically every day of your life, is an opportunity to connect in with your heart, the home of God, and reveal new information for yourself, for your family, for your community, for the planet. So to really trust that, and we'll talk about, why we sometimes don't trust that. It's not because we can't be trusted. It's just the old programming that we're dealing with that we have nice tools to effectively let go of today. So the eclipse is the moon, right, coming in front of the sun. And it's like you can, the moon generally is thought of to be the feminine, the sun, the masculine. But in some Asian countries, please know that that's switched, that the moon is the masculine and the sun is the feminine. So all of this is a matter of perspective. Isn't that beautiful? However we look at it, it's totally up to us and our perspective. And, you know, even though our perspective will be that the sun is blacked out, the sun is not blacked out. The sun, nothing's, you know, I mean, what you can really see is that the sun isn't going to experience the frequencies coming from Earth, but the light of the sun will always be the light of the sun. And so how beautiful that this, you know, we can, let's just use the moon as feminine because that's the paradigm I know. So the watery, emotional, dark moon moving in front of the fiery, bright, form-giving, life-giving sun is like our emotions, our darkness. And darkness is not bad. Darkness is not bad. Okay, let's please let go of the idea that light is good and dark is bad. Darkness is not bad. It is another place for us to journey and another well of information that for so long viral programming has kept us from accessing. So when we allow the darkness to stand in the forefront, what will happen, and this is, I believe I have this right, is that we'll be able to see new stars in the sky that we've never seen before. So there's sort of this illumination from the darkness happening. And with this illumination, we will get new information. Literally, we're going to see something we've never seen before, but that's always been there. Yeah. So it's an opportunity for us within our own atmosphere, the atmosphere of our own body and personality, our own experience as humans, to allow ourselves to go into our dark places, our cave places, and allow those cave places to illuminate parts of ourself that perhaps we haven't seen before, or illuminate ideas or solutions, manifestations that we weren't aware that we wanted before. So this technique, this today's technique, will be really, really powerful in clearing it up and like really moving and shifting energy. And I don't want to say wiping it away. I like the vibe of like unraveling, because our goal is not, let's just take an example. We're going to travel to the heart and look for stuck feelings. And most of the time, the stuck feelings are fear, anger, and grief. Basically, I mean, that's very simple, which is fine. So let's say that we find some fear, or let's say we find some anger. Okay. Now we have been conditioned for a long, long time that anger is not good and that anger is really, really scary and bad. So what happens is that when people feel angry, they feel ashamed. They feel like they need to push it down deep inside. And what happens is that the anger gets stuck. And so this can happen in a couple different ways. Our emotional stuckness, this kind of like the shit that's clinging to ourselves, and I don't even want to call it shit. That's mean. It's like, I look at it as like these lonely parts of ourself that have not been deemed worthy of love and divinity are clinging on for dear life. They demand to be heard, and they may be clinging on. It's like if you're in a certain position, standing in a certain position, and you get some sad news, the sadness, if you don't allow it to fully process through your body, which doesn't take very long, by the way, especially with your breath, it's like instantaneous. The sadness clinging to your body may be in this particular, like let's say you're rounded forward looking down in the back of your neck. Right? So you may feel physical sensations there that are uncomfortable and remind you that you have this sadness there. And unless you're awake and paying attention, it just is like pain. Or perhaps you have a surgery, right? I've had a surgery in my abdomen. I had two C-sections. And so there's lots and lots of feelings stored in this incision and this healing wound and this place in my body. But I'm awake to it and I breathe with it every single day. And so what I'm saying is that it's not about trying to like excavate and get rid of these feelings and banish them. It's about helping them to relax, allowing the fear to breathe, to bring life and energy to these feelings, so that they become what they really are, which is God. And how do I know that? Because God is everything. God is also love. So these feelings that are stuck and clinging just need some sustenance to sort of shake out, loosen their grip, and they just become a natural part of the energy of life, which is God. And they become a resource for us to use. And this is how we get more energized, right? This is how we get energy from nowhere, just from our breath, because there's so much energy stored in our body. Just, you know, we're powerhouses. Most of us don't have any idea how much power we have in our bodies. We're not taught about this. The children know, our babies know, they understand, they use it. You see them really, really using their energy, and they don't have fear of being tired, and they haven't been conditioned yet. But even they, it's like this, to understand that the sheer potential that is within the human body is really like a whole nother avenue of mastery, which is so beautiful. And it's really the potential of the whole universe, because that's in fact what you are, beloved. You are the whole universe with skin on. And it also might feel a little bit scary, because that's a lot of power. So this is the deal. The deal is, we forget our divinity because it's sometimes more convenient. It's less painful. Or we think it's less painful to walk around not knowing our power. And we can't ever actually forget our divinity. So it's all kind of a cosmic joke. But it can certainly feel like it, right? It can certainly feel like, hey, I'm all alone. I have no power. There's nothing. The world is coming to a crazy, violent end. Like, might as well just cozy up and, you know, get under my blanket and watch TV. And when we face the power that's in us, which happens with breath alchemy, it can sometimes feel like, oh, whoa, who am I to be that big? Like Marianne Williamson says, who am I to be this powerful? And this eclipse, the feeling I have of this day is that that is an idea that we can completely shed today, completely shed. And when I say that, just know that it'll probably come back tomorrow, but then you just completely shed it again. So have a light heart. Remember that this is, this work is, it's ongoing, and as we show up to do the work, if it continues to come and we don't like become perfect overnight, that's how we stay useful to the people that we're here to help. So never forget that. Okay. So you are the miracle maker. Right now on Earth, we need a lot of miracles. There's a lot of real problems on the planet, and solutions are at the ready, and they're in us. And the only sticky point is when we don't have access to our heart. So our heart is the home of God. This is a very simple, quick rundown. Our heart is the home of God. And if our heart is, okay, so let's go back to the cellular sort of stickiness for a moment. So let's say we have cellular stickiness in our elbow where we once bumped it really, really hard, and we were pissed at our kids and we whacked our elbow. So there's all this anger stuck in our elbow. Well, remember that your heart is an electromagnetic center. It's also the home of God. So it's a well of unconditional love. Your heart is super, super ready to receive and to care. So this stiffness, this stuckness, this cellular tightness can magnetized to the heart space because of this electromagnetic currency that's pulsing there all the time. And because the heart is like, sure, I can help you, come on in. And what happens is that we get sort of this shield over our heart over time. And then we have this shield and we feel like, I don't think I'm God. What are you talking about? Because the wellspring of sweet life that is everything that we are is underneath this stuck tightness. So today we're going to concentrate on loosening this debris around the heart and allowing it to breathe in the light of love and experiencing a felt sense of divinity. That's, I think, the most beautiful thing that breath alchemy brings me, because I can talk about this for a long time, right? I've already probably talked about it for too long, and it's not an intellectual exercise. That to believe in the spirit of love, to believe that God is love, to believe that I am the Holy Spirit walking around, I mean, that's a tall order. I have to feel it. And the only way that I've ever experienced feeling it is through breath alchemy, right? Okay, So we're going to, that's the deal today. Let me just see if there's anything else we need to talk about. When the heart is stuck too, this is the thing, is that the brain is working for the heart. We've also been trained in meditation for a long time, kind of backwards. A lot of traditions teach us to meditate to clear the mind. Well, the mind is not going to clear. It is not going to relax unless the heart is in control and is in the driver's seat, because the brain is here to serve the heart. So it's much like if you have a child, a toddler. I have a toddler, and he's actually a boy. He's three. He's not a toddler anymore. But anyways, he is experiencing this world as, he's like, whoa, this place is kind of out of control. And he's, you know, experimenting with, he wants to be in control with, like, oh my God, it's so scary. And my job is to be the leader for him and to set boundaries and limits and to be as clear as I can with unconditional love. Now, if I'm not in that place, which often I'm not, because I'm also a human being, what happens is that he feels like he has to take charge, like the brain. So all of a sudden, this little toddler is running the show. So when the brain is running the show, there's no way I can quiet it down. He's not going to settle down or feel safe until I step forward, the heart or the face of God. And not that he's not the face of God, but you understand in this situation what I'm saying. When I can step forward as the face of God, as the unconditional loving heart, as the leader, he relaxes and he follows my lead. So when the heart is on point, when the heart is cleared up, and it's not that the heart is doing anything wrong, it's just, again, that there's just kind of this like crap shoved over it. That's all. When the heart comes online to do her real job of unconditional love and leadership and creating new paradigms through every breath, the brain settles down. And the brain, when it settles down, has much more energy to share because it's not spinning its wheel tirelessly forever. You see? So the meditation that we practice is heart-centered meditation. When we go directly into the heart, when we use the power of our breath, the heart naturally opens up, the brain naturally follows the heart, and miracles are much easier to create. Mm-hmm. And I believe my hunch about this eclipse is that, you know, up until this point, the miracle makers who have been awake on earth have been solving problems through miracle making. And after this eclipse, we will be more versed at creating love through miracles, that we're stepping forward in a new way into a life free from the suffering of duality today. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about this technique here, and then we're going to dive in. Have a sip of water. Today, the technique we're going to use is what my teacher, her name's Katie Darling, by the way, calls an inviting inhale. So we allow the inhale to come completely through us, through the entire body, without trying to control it. But it's really big. It's so when we breathe, we open the mouth and we relax the jaw and we open the throat. So it's like when you exhale, there's a fogging of a mirror in front of you, but slow. It's also a little Darth Vader-y or dragon's breath. So when we have that structure, that physical structure happening in our throat, when we inhale, there's this beautiful inspiration that happens, right? Remember that breath is spirit. Inspiration, spirit is in that word. Respiration, spirit is in that word, right? Respiration is to breathe. So God is coming through us in that moment. So we invite this beautiful inhale in, and remembering with your inhale comes like all the cosmic, unseeable, unknowable facets of God and oxygen, our friend. And when we breathe in oxygen, our blood becomes rich with oxygen, which allows it to move more fluidly to do the work it needs to do to get nutrients to our entire body. So oxygen is our friend. And when we invite the inhale, it's like we're saying yes to the never-ending abundance of the world into our body. So it's like a beautiful self-worth practice. It's a beautiful, it's like a mantra of like, I am completely worthy of all of the beauty of all of the resources, of all of the nutrition, of all of the support that I need to get my mission in life done just for today. And when you start this breath, you might notice you have like really stubborn, you can really feel the energy where I am. Woo! Really stubborn parts of the body. Hope everybody has a lot of water. And just so you know, I'm diffusing some beautiful essential oils that include a blend that helps us release and a blend that keeps us grounded and then an inner child blend. Yes, please. So we let the body fill all the way up and we don't worry about those tense spots. This is the thing about the breath alchemy is it's not, you don't have to control it. You let the breath do the job. The breath is, I think I said this in a video earlier this week, the breath is so many different things. It's the diagnostician. It goes in to see where it needs to go. It is the medicine and it is the delivery system for the medicine. So you basically don't have to do anything except commit to keep breathing. And while I'm on that note, you've probably already noticed, but I'll say it again here, that when you start breathing, there is always this doorway, like a hallway you have to walk through. It's basically the best word to describe it is it's really annoying where it feels like, what am I doing? Nothing's happening. I'm getting dizzy. My mouth is dry. I hate this. nothing's happening. That's usually what's playing in my head. And you can feel how this is the brain like, I don't get this. I don't understand it. I must try and control this. And we don't have to worry about that. We just, all we do is keep breathing. That's all, and let it come out. So we have this beautiful inviting inhale that you can feel as you practice. It moves through the entire body. You feel it in the leg channels and the feet channels and through the pelvis and all the way up through the chest and the throat and the face. And then we just relax on the exhale. So try it with me. A nice inviting inhale. And then just relax, drop it. Without pushing it, but it is fierce. It is fierce. This eclipse is both tender and fierce today. There is a commitment. We are committed as humanity, as the awake ones. We are committed to doing this work and listening to the guidance that's coming through with such sweetness. And such respect for ourselves and everyone else for showing up to this journey. Because it is not an easy journey. You feel it? It's real what's happening on the planet. It's real. We are dismantling systems of hatred and white supremacy and fascism. It's real. There are people on this planet who don't understand. They have no conception that they are, in fact, God with skin on. And they are deeply, deeply afraid. And they are dangerous. So it's real, the mission that we're here to do. And it is not about us. Yes, you are here to have a beautiful, fulfilled life. And you are here to serve. And by serve, I'm not talking about being, you know, scraping and not making any money and being like a servant. I'm talking about you are here to lead from your heart. And the only thing we're leading in is leading by saying it is safe to embody the divinity that you are. And the only way we feel safe to embody the divinity that we are is through embodying it ourselves. And the way that we do that is through breath alchemy. Okay, so one more time. We invite the inhale in, and then we just let it out. So not forceful, it's just a relaxing. And then immediately pick up the next inhale. You got it? All right, everybody. So I would recommend, if you can, lie down for this one. We're going to get started. I like to play music. I think it helps us to connect deeply with the grid of humanity. So it keeps us a little bit out of our head. So find a comfortable position. And first, just find the breath through the mouth, just gentle, more like a whisper, and allow the whisper of your breath to slowly build, moving through your body, just, it's like a breeze, just doing an initial clearing. So take it easy. Feel your breath relaxing, every part of you. Let your eyes close. And just know that as you do this breath work, it is totally great and fine and safe to move around. There are no rules here. You don't have to lie like a little log. You can spread your wings and shake your booty and move your hips and touch yourself. Feeling this breath, the God of all gods praying through you, doing like a blessing, like an initial blessing, an initial clearing, like the smoke of Palo Santo moving through your limbs, through your pelvis, through your chest, between your ribs. She weaves and dances. You feel her? Up across your sternum and through your throat, all through your head. Oh, blessing your sweet brain, blessing your sweet mind. Thank you. Thank you. You can relax. Feeling her sweep through your chest cavity, blessing your beautiful heart, blessing your beautiful lungs, moving down again through your pelvis, blessing your beautiful reproductive organs, whatever you have, your womb, your ovaries, maybe just space, blessing the space. Allowing your breath to move through your yoni and out your yoni and wrap around your legs. Beautiful initial clearing. And now letting your breath come and coalesce in the center of your chest, at your heart space. And just feeling, what do you feel there? We're talking about the top layer, okay? So like right at the sternum. What is the sensation there? Is it hard? Is it wide open? Does it feel kind of like kinetic, frantic energy? Inviting the inhale in. And completely relaxing it out. Keep breathing and let it unfurl.
That I was nothing without you. Oh, that after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope we're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing. I hope you find peace on your
knees. Now you might notice, is this rage that you're dealing with, or fear? Is it grief? Depending on what you find in this space, you may want to increase the pace of your breath. It can't hurt. The only thing that hurts is carrying this shit around with you for lifetime after lifetime. Your breath will easily and swiftly unwind it, revealing the truth of who you are. Let your body move. Allow your shoulders to move and aid in this work that your breath is doing. Oh, big inhale. All the oxygen. The tears might come. Let them come. Remembering that any tightness, any of this difficult feeling you find, they are here to be loved. They are here to be loved, not to be judged or discarded, but to be given more love so that they can relax and unify with the frequency of your heart that is God. Stay with it. Beautiful. Stay with it. Fierce and tender at the same time. All the oxygen in. Completely relax out. Letting your chest move and spiral if she feels. Letting your hands move across your body. Feeling the healing, natural healing power of your own hands, moving and loving every spot across your skin, across your belly, across your face and your neck, your boobs, your eyes, your ears. Feeling the blessing of your own presence, inhaling all the oxygen in. Completely relaxing on the exhale. So you've gotten through a few layers now. And usually there's a little bit more, so stay with it. Every time you practice, you become less and less dense, embodying your light body more and more. Your light body actually becoming light, lighter, physically less dense. Your cells opening up, becoming the ascension vehicle that they always are, were, the Merkaba that you are in fact made of. You are made of Merkabas, of ascension vehicles. Tender, all the oxygen in. You are the beloved. So now, letting the breath slow, keep it through the mouth. You feel it a little bit softer. And just being in your body, feeling what's happening. What are you feeling? What's happening in there? Who are you? What are you here to do? Allowing a very sweet quality to arrive on your breath. Here, letting your breath become like a beautiful dragon that just can ride you around your body to experience this unfolding. Still through the mouth, but back to this more gentle flow, like a weeping willow's branches sweeping. Feeling your body on the ground. Feeling the air passing through your lips. And feeling the joyful celebration of all of your cells, all of your homies, all of your guides, all of your sisters in Lancaster Club and me. Feeling the celebration of your own higher self, saying thank you for allowing more of me to come in today. You might feel up to a little dance if you feel ready to get up. If not, that's cool too. But let these good vibes, let this angel's voice move through you. And remembering that as you lead from your heart, you will step forward every day into greater and greater calling, greater and greater service, and it will feel like a stretch, and you are not alone. You are not out of your league. And it's okay if you have more tears, you let them come. You never stop your tears. Never stop your screams. Never stop your love. Ha! Woo! Hey! That's it. Keep breathing. It's eclipse time. So, feel your body on the earth. Take a big deep breath in your nose. Exhaling out through your mouth. Take a big deep breath in your nose. Exhaling out by your mouth, bringing your awareness to the open channel that connects you to the seventh plane of creation, the spirit of all that is. You are that channel. Inhaling through the nose, exhaling by the mouth, and feeling your grounding cord so strong, thick, and flexible, ready to move with you throughout this beautiful day on earth. Closing our time together with a simple prayer of thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Take it easy, beloveds. Enjoy this eclipse. Whether you can actually see it or not, you know you feel it. Remember that the frequency is coming to Earth right now. You were born to receive today and every day. The frequencies are the frequencies of love. They are the frequencies of you. They are not happening to you. They are the momentum that we have created together through lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes of living and loving. Looking forward to creating more miracles with you soon. All my love. Namaste.